news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
I just think it's an embarrassment. I know from my discussions with foreign leaders thus far that they are hopeful that the United States democratic institutions are viewed once again as being strong and enduring. It's all going to come to fruition on January 20th.
President-elect Joe Biden on Tuesday vowed to get right to work and dismissed Donald Trump's refusal to concede defeat in last week's election as inconsequential. Trump is making unsubstantiated claims of voter fraud, and the administration is blocking Biden from receiving intelligence briefings and federal funding traditionally provided to incoming presidents. A new Reuters Ipsos poll found that 80% of Americans, including more than half of Republicans, recognize that Biden won the November 3rd election once every media outlet called the race for the former VP. But despite losing the popular vote by more than 4.5 million votes, many Republicans in Congress and in Trump's administration are following his lead. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Monday would not acknowledge Biden's victory, even as America's closest allies congratulated the president-elect. Pompeo spoke to the press on Tuesday, and his cavalier and snarky approach exposed what could become a horrible international diplomatic disaster.
There will be a smooth transition to a second Trump administration.
Mike Pompeo, the Secretary of State, actually said that. Pressed on that question, Pompeo made it clear that he didn't believe that the election had yet been settled, but he said the winner will be sworn in January 20th on schedule. The Trump administration is also apparently going all scorched earth at the Defense Department. Four senior civilian officials have been fired or have resigned since Monday, and they've been replaced with people seen as loyal to Trump. The actions have raised alarms inside the Pentagon, with one defense official calling them dictator moves. Remember this?
COVID. By the way, on November 4th, you won't hear about it anymore.
Well, not so fast, Mr. Orange Man. The United States passed 1 million new confirmed coronavirus cases in just the first 10 days of November. We've now reported more than 100,000 infections every day for 8 straight days and counting. Hospitalizations from COVID across the country rose to a record high, now hovering around 62,000. The total number of cases nationally is more than 10 million. Countries around the world are also hitting new records. More than 50 million cases of COVID-19 have been recorded globally.
While your ignorance is showing as the death toll keeps on growing.
Wear a mask, get your head out of your ass. Try to think of someone other than yourself is all we ask.
A new scientific briefing from the Centers for Disease Control released Tuesday says that wearing masks will save lots of money and many lives. Quote, adopting universal masking policies can help avert future lockdowns, especially if combined with other non-pharmaceutical interventions such as social distancing, hand hygiene, and adequate ventilation. Of course, there are a myriad of reasons to avoid contracting COVID-19, especially here in the United States, where we have an antiquated for-profit health insurance industry that prices much of the population out of the market. And we have a Republican Party still intent on making sure that Americans don't have health insurance coverage. The Supreme Court heard the third challenge to the Affordable Care Act from the Trump administration. But after listening to the hearing, it appears that the court could uphold the law. Surprisingly, Associate Justice Brett Kavanaugh seemed to be saying that striking down the individual mandate shouldn't undo the rest of the law.
Looking at our severability precedents, it does seem fairly clear that the proper remedy would be to sever the mandate provision and leave the rest of the act in place, the provisions regarding pre-existing conditions and the rest. So the question to you, obviously, is how do you get around those precedents on severability, which seem on point here?
And Chief Justice John Roberts, who was the deciding vote to uphold the Affordable Care Act in 2012, also pushed back against an argument by Texas Solicitor General Kyle Hawkins. 18 Republican-led states pushing the court to strike down what's left of the law. The decision from the court is expected in late June. And finally, Former Second Lady Jill Biden is set to make history as a First Lady who maintains a paid job outside of the administration. Dr. Biden is expected to focus her official work on education, military families and veterans, and fighting cancer. Vice President-elect Kamala Harris's husband, Doug Emhoff, is a lawyer who took a leave of absence from the DLA Piper law firm in August to campaign for the ticket. On Wednesday, we learned that Mr. Emhoff will sever ties with his law firm to focus on his official duties as the first ever second gentleman of a new administration. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com. Please click on that donate button.